There are plenty of guidebooks for the foreign traveler searching for exotic trips and cross-border adventures, but a new publication by the Mexican government is causing some consternation. It's a 32-page guide to aid Mexican immigrants crossing illegally into the United States. NPR's Carrie Kahn reports.
It's been long-standing policy of the Mexican government to protect would-be migrants heading illegally into the United States. Those warnings have been especially critical when the weather turns extreme, like during the hot summer months or in the wet, cold winter. And on today, as another storm pounds the Pacific coast, Mexican federal agents are out in force in border cities, urging crossers to wait out the storm. Such warnings don't usually draw much attention in the U.S., at least nothing compared to the controversy over the graphic comic book, complete with drawings of buffed-out migrant men, full-figured women, and plenty of advice.
Cruzar por el río puede ser muy riesgoso. La ropa gruesa.
Crossing rivers can be very risky. Heavy clothing, once wet, gets heavier and makes swimming or floating more difficult.
So reads part of the booklet titled Guide for the Mexican Migrant. 1.5 million copies were inserted into popular magazines distributed last month throughout Mexico. Along with the river crossing tips, there's a few for desert treks.
El agua con sal sirve para retener los líquidos que tiene tu cuerpo.
Water with added salt helps your body retain fluids. You might feel thirstier, but if you drink salt water, the risk of dehydration is much less.
And there's also a section of how not to call attention to yourself once living in the United States. The booklet advises against going to loud parties, avoiding bar fights, and suggests not altering one's normal routine from work and home.
The Mexican government is quite clearly giving people the knowledge and the wherewithal to try to evade U.S. immigration laws.
Ira Melman is with the Federation for American Immigration Reform. He says the Mexican government has gone too far.
It is not diplomatically acceptable for foreign consulates to instruct people about how to get away with violating the laws of other countries.
Several newspaper editorials and anti-illegal immigration groups across the country have decried the guidebook. Republican Congressman Tom Tancredo of Colorado says this is just the latest in a series of actions by Mexico to get the United States to take in more illegal immigrants.
They are pressuring us in a million ways to try to make those borders as open as possible in order to have their nationals come here, make money, and send it back home.
But Alfonso Nieto, spokesman for the Mexican embassy in Washington, denies the charges and says the outrage over the booklet is surprising.
I am surprised because the guide has a very noble objective.
That is to save lives. More than 300 Mexicans died last year during the illegal trek. And Claudia Smith of the California Rural Legal Assistance Foundation says, if anything, the comic book graphically illustrates the dangers of crossing.
But if people are committed to crossing, then at least they should know some very basic things. Why would we want to withhold that kind of information from people whom we lure here with the promise of jobs?
Mexico says it will continue to make the comic book available online and at consulates in dozens of U.S. cities. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Los Angeles.